Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake and I were working through this letter, and it hits pretty close to home, and you guys will understand why in a minute. Said, Dear Johnny, my name is Amanda. My husband is Jed, and we have four beautiful kids, Chase, 13, Jackson, 11, twin girls, Paige and Piper, who are 8. Jed's a sheet metal worker with Local 2, and I'm a loan processor. We have both worked hard to get where we are in life, and I never thought I'd have to write a letter like this. About a month ago, Jed started to have some weird symptoms of numbness in his left arm and hand and headaches. He thought it was a pinched nerve. A couple weeks later, he had a migraine that increased in severity and it became debilitating. He went to the emergency room on Saturday, November 16th. After a CAT scan, they discovered a baseball-sized tumor in the right side of his brain. He was immediately transferred to the University of Kansas Medical Center where they did a tumor resection on the 18th, just 2 days later. The tumor was sent off so they could find out what we were dealing with. Brain tumors are graded 1 through 4. A grade 1 tumor is a slow-growing tumor that is usually treated with pretty good outcomes. The higher the grade, the more aggressive the cancer and the worse prognosis. On Monday of this week, we had the follow-up appointment and pathology results for the tumor. That was 4 days ago. Mm-hmm. The tumor is unfortunately a grade 4 glioblastoma. And everybody in this room knows we lost Britt Turner from Blackberry Smoke after a valiant fight to a grade 4 glioblastoma.
Yeah.
The most aggressive type of primary brain tumor. Statistically, it's not good. Long-term survival is not in our favor. He starts 6 weeks of radiation right after Christmas, followed by chemotherapy. He'll also have to have physical and occupational therapy to regain and work on fine motor skills. Jed's been off work for well over a month now, and on one income, we're starting to fall behind. It's just been so much in such a short amount of time. Jed knows he's in for the fight of his life. And we just want to be there for him. We'll see as treatment progresses where this takes us, but I just want to take some pressure off of him and the family while we fight this battle. Thank you for reading my letter and keep us in your thoughts. Yeah, we just, you know, we were pretty close to Britt and the guys, and we watched Britt fight through this, and it was tough. But she needs some help. So let's see what we can do.
Hello?
Amanda, this is Johnny. We're on the radio. Is it okay?
Sure, yes.
Okay, so I know that you've been talking with Jake, and he was explaining to me, and I've got your letter in front of me, that what happened with Jed. So take me back to the 16th. He'd been getting some numbness in his arms, and some symptoms had come on, but then he hit a migraine that was just crushing. So you guys went to the ER.
Yes. Yeah, we thought it was a pinched nerve.
And so tell me what happens then.
So we get to the ER, and we went to the center point, and they did a CAT scan and came back and told us that he had a pretty large mass on his brain and that he needed basically emergency surgery to have it removed. And so he was transferred to KU.
God, and that's just not what you think is going to happen. When you go in, you say, I have a terrible headache or my arm is numb. You worry about your heart. You worry about, you know, so many other things. You don't think they're going to walk back in the room and go, hey, man, you have a brain tumor.
No,
not at all.
So they immediately ship him straight to KU.
Yes.
And then within 2 days, he's having the craniectomy. They've opened him up and they've taken it out.
Yes. Yep.
So tell me what happens.
So they had a successful resection of the tumor. And they sent that off to get it tested. And that was about a week and a half. We had to wait over Thanksgiving holiday for the results of that. And then we went for our follow-up appointment on this past Monday. And that's when they told us that it was a grade 4 and very aggressive and very, very likely to return.
Had you ever heard of a glioblastoma before? We lost a good friend this year to it.
Yeah, I have actually heard of it before. I just didn't think that it would touch our house. I wasn't super familiar with it, and I'm learning a lot more about it as we go.
So I know that you've been off for I'm a little over a month, and bills are starting to pile up. And I'm going to come right to that. But how did Jed take this, man? When you guys get that news, how did he take it?
Not well. His father passed away at 41, which is my husband's age right now, of lymphoma cancer. So, it's a hard one to swallow. He is a fighter, and he's determined to do everything he can to live as long as he can for me and the kids.
Look, it's a lot to process. It's a lot, Amanda.
And it is a lot.
How long have you been married?
We've been married for 15 years, and we've been together for 19.
So, you've known him since... You were just a kid. You were 20.
I was 20 years old, yeah.
And you've got a 14-year-old and 11, and then twins that are 8?
Yeah.
And Jed's he's a sheet metal worker, local too, right?
Yes, he is.
Tell me about Jed.
Oh, man. He is the hardest working man I know. He would do anything for his family, for his friends. Give you the shirt off of his back. He's just a good hearted person. And sorry. I just love him to pieces and I don't want to lose him. None of us do.
Of course.
Tell
me about where you guys are coming up short. Jake had said that your mortgage had fallen behind.
Yeah, with him being off work for the last month and me having to take some time off work too, the bills pile up quick. I didn't realize how quick it happens, but it does. And I'm just trying to stay on top of everything.
I understand. How much is the mortgage? How far behind are you?
It's $3,300 what I need to pay by the 16th.
Okay. And what else is going behind? Jake said that you have an electric bill that's behind.
I do have an electric bill that's $350 that I can get an extension on that if I need to. They'll work with me.
Okay.
But I do have to pay that by the 21st.
And what about Christmas for those kids?
Oh, I haven't even thought about Christmas, Johnny. They know that it's going to be different this year.
Have you told them about Have you told them about their dad?
They do know. They know that he has cancer, but I think our oldest is the only one that's really processing what's really happening. Our other ones, they know, yes, and they don't know, any timelines or anything like that. We're going to see how he responds to treatment before we go into all that with them. But they are aware, and all they want is for their dad to be better. They're not even asking for anything for Christmas.
Of course not. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Stay there. So here's what we're looking at, guys. This is a tough one, and you know, you never want to take the negative road, but I will tell you, a grade 4 glioblastoma is a heavy sentence. And it's aggressive. And we watched our friend Britt. Man, he went out on tour and he played drums for Blackberry, and he lived hard. He lived every day of his life. And you could see it taking him, though, man. You could see it. And then we got the call, and we knew. So this one, like, we saw it so up close. And you just think about, man, they got four kids. He's just 41 years old.
They both work. They both have been just trying to do what you're supposed to do with your life. Good people.
It's their family. This is their family. This is their dad. This is a husband. And I can't help them. We can't help them with the glioblastoma. That's nothing. What we can do is understand that this, you know, I don't know what a year from now brings for this family. I don't know what Jed will look like. I don't know what Christmas will be like 12 months from this Christmas. That is 3 weeks from now. But I do know that we can take some pressure now. So 3,300, 350, so that's 3,700, we'll call that. And then there's four kids. I mean, even if we just did $1,000, that'd be $4,700. And it's a bit of a long run. So
I had.
All right, guys, let's go. Bobby, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, man. What can I do for you, brother?
Well, just listening to the story, man, and I'm a local 2 sheet metal worker, just helping out a brother in need. I want to give the family $200.
Beautiful. It's a good start, man. We're shooting for, Nick, did you have 5,500?
I had it rounding up to 5,500
okay.
when I just faggered in Christmas, too.
All right. Dude, that's a good start. I appreciate you, man. You're a local, too, as well? You know Jed?
Yes. I don't know. He's probably seen me around. My family's in local, too, but if he's 41, I'm 34, so probably not. I work for sheet metal contractors. I don't know who he works for.
Right on. Well, listen, I appreciate you, brother. We're going to see what we can get done for him, okay?
All right, well, thank you. Have a good day.
I appreciate you, man. All right, then. Hey, Mike, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, Johnny, good morning. I got $200 I want to donate to this family.
Beautiful, brother. That's a great start. What do you do?
I'm a local 8 plumber. I work around these local 2 guys all the time and just want to help a brother out.
You're a good man. Good man. What's your local?
Local 8.
Right on. Local 8, brother. I appreciate you, man. Tell them all I said hi.
Thank you.
Jeremy. What can we do for you?
Hey, what's up, Johnny? I initially told Jake I was going to give 500, but let's bump that up to 1,000.
Oh, huge. What do you do?
I did work for Children's Mercy for the last 10 years, but unfortunately they bought an artificial intelligence program to do my job in August and wished me well. So it's kind of sad, but at the same time, it kind of put me in a space financially to where I can help in the the first time. So it's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, brother. But are you telling me that's your retirement fund?
Yep.
Well, you don't have to do $1,000, man, out of your retirement fund. Like,
I can do it.
You're a brother, Jeremy. I appreciate you.
We appreciate you, and you know, cancer touches almost everybody we know these days. So anything we can do to help this family, I'm in.
I love you, brother. Thank you, man.
Love you, too.
Thank you, man. What a good dude. All right. Oh, hold on a second here. Really? Really, Jake? Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
Candy.
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
I'm okay. We helped your husband, Chad, was a firefighter who died. Is that right? In 21?
Yeah, he died in 22. You helped us in 21.
Okay.
I have to
explain. I'm sorry, I'm being a little cryptic because it took me off balance a little bit to see your name come up with Jake's sending me the information. So, explain what had happened with you and with your husband Chad.
Well, this this story mirrors my life, honestly. Chad was diagnosed with glioblastoma. Same thing. You know, he wasn't feeling good. We went to the ER. Next thing we know, we get the diagnosis. And you guys, you know, helped us in 21, gave us a great 6 months afterwards. He passed in May of 22, but gave us the best Christmas that you could give us. And now I just, you know, I promised him I would always give back, and this story just hits home. So I'd like to donate $1,000.
Are you sure you have it?
Oh, you know, Chad made sure we were going to do well. So I, you know, I will continue until my last breath to help you, anybody I can now with the same story. So.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, because you guys, honestly, you know, it was a dark Christmas, and you guys gave us hope. And from there, you know, all his buddies heard about it, and they gave us, you know, they took care of us, too. So,
well, man, in the end, that's all we got, right? Like,
yeah. Family, and the people around us.
That's all there is. And again, we wish we could take away the pain of another person. We wish we could fix their problems for them. But sometimes all you can do is give comfort and wrap your arms around somebody. And that's what we'll do today.
And I told Jake to give her my information. I can give her, you know, help her as much as I can with my knowledge of glioblastoma in different places, different trials. Okay. I'm just let her know I'm here to help her.
I appreciate you, Candy. Hold on. Stay there. Where are we at?
We are currently at 2,400.
All right. All right. Ah, even better, brother. Even better, man. Hey, this is Chris from Pipe Fitters 2. Or 533. I'm sorry. Local Pipe Fitters 533. Jed's a 2. Sorry, man. So, we've been friends a while now, Chris. And Pipe Fitters 533 have been a part of Hope for how long now?
Oh, I think the apprentice has been raising money for about 7 years now.
Yeah, and so Jake had put on a piece of paper that you guys would like to help out in a pretty sizable way.
Yes, the apprentices are raising money, and we're continuing to raise so we can keep calling over the next couple of weeks, but we got $3,000 for Jed and his family.
Dude, that puts us where at, Nick? Does that put us there?
$5,400.
Beautiful. We got it.
Yeah.
Man, you guys know how much you're changing it for this guy and for his family. Like, we can't take away what's happening. I can't change his situation. But what you can do and what you have done is you made sure the roof is over their head. You're making sure their electricity stays on, that they've got a Christmas to spend with family and to take all the joy and the love of the time that they do have.
Couldn't say it better, my friend. But it's our pleasure.
Oh, man, I sure do love you guys. The 533, you guys. I cannot thank you enough, because I know how hard you guys work, and I know how you guys put it together every single year for almost 10 years now for us, and it's a huge number, and I thank every single one of you guys in the 533.
Oh, appreciate it, and you'll be hearing more out of us over the next couple of weeks, brother.
Stay there, man. Okay. Hey, Amanda. Amanda, we're back on the radio. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. So I don't know how much you could hear, but bring us your mortgage, and we'll pay it directly. Bring us your electric bill. We'll take care of that. And also, we have a gift certificate for $1,000 for the kids, for so you can just get something under the tree, and, you know, there'll be something there. And our guys at Constantino's would also like to give you a $1,000 gift certificate for groceries.
No,
I wish I could do
this
more.
This is unbelievable.
I wish we could do more. Jake told me that somebody's helping you, right? Like, we can get you help, try to get you more help. But is somebody helping you at the hospital, trying to get you into disability, trying to get it done?
So yes.
Well, so what's happening there? So in January, if we get you through into January, will the rest of it kick in so that you'll be okay financially?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I just need to get through this month and Christmas and the holidays. And then once we get into January, his disability should be hopefully kicked in. I do have people working to get that expedited, and I've got some other critical illness policies that I'm working on that I had through my employer. So
listen, you're doing a great job, and you just have to learn to breathe. And most of all, man, time is the most precious thing we have.
Yes, it is.
Spend it well. Spend it happy, and you know, throw your arms around each other. You know, take the time to be together. Okay.
We will. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, yeah, those are the. That's a tough one, man. Because you want to fix it, right? You want to fix it with all your heart. But man, if that is not a lesson in what this world is really about, time, man, time. It's not corny. You can't get it back. It's not. I'm not being trite when I tell you, time, man. It's all you really have. Money is just. It's a means to an end. But the one currency you'll never have again is time, and it's ticking away, and it's ticking away. And if you got a problem with somebody, you better patch it up. If you love somebody, you better tell them. If you have family and you're slightly annoyed, you better get over it. Because I'm telling you, man, time, it's all you guys have. Use it wisely.